Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. That was my dog shaking in the background there. We are walking through John chapter 19, verses 1 through 6 in the International Children's Bible, ICB, and this is what it says. Then Pilate ordered that Jesus be taken away and whipped. The soldiers used some thorny branches to make a crown. They put this crown on Jesus' head and put a purple robe around him. Then they came to Jesus many times and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They hit Jesus in the face. Again, Pilate came out and said to them, "Look, I am bringing Jesus out to you. I want you to know that I find nothing I can charge against him." Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to the Jews, "Here is the man." When the leading priests and the guests saw Jesus, they shouted, "Kill him on a cross! Kill him on a cross!" But Pilate answered, "Take him and nail him to a cross yourselves. I find nothing I can charge against him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, you deserve the biggest crown, the most spectacular crown, but the crown that you received was a crown of thorns that pressed into your brow and caused you to bleed. This is what humanity has done to you, and this is what I've done to you. And so, Lord, I start this prayer with just dumbfounded thanksgiving and awe of what you've done, of your sheer act of love on that cross. I know that love compelled you forward. I know that love kept you there. And I know that your love for humanity broke your heart, and I know that humanity's sin and the stain and sting of death weighed upon your shoulders. I can barely handle my own burdens. I certainly, I tire deeply under the weight of others. So to know that you bore the weight of sin, both the sin created by us that we have enacted against you, that we have done against you, but also that what we've done against others. And you've also, the scripture says, you bore our grief. So you not only bore the sin, but also the results of the sin upon yourself. That's the kind of God I can trust. That's the kind of God that that has empathy for me. And that's the kind of God that I love so much. So I thank you for that. I also thank you that in this narrative, there truly was nothing wrong. There was nothing that you did to deserve what you went through. It was, I remember reading in other parts of the scriptures that it is because of jealousy that Jesus was delivered up. And this is precisely why. I don't realize sometimes, Lord, how stinging and terrible the sin of jealousy is, but it is. And as I read the scriptures, I see how powerful that sin is, because it causes us to reject the image of God in others and want to see harm come to them. So Lord, I pray that you would forgive me for any jealousy that I've harbored against someone, even in the past couple months, where I know it's not the same as envy, but I've been jealous of the blessings that they've had, or jealous of their success or something like that. Lord, forgive me for that. Help me instead to combat that with joy and with gratitude. And I pray that for my friend today, that if they're battling jealousy and or envy, I know those are two different things, as I've said, that you would help them to see all the great things that you've done for them. And just reading this passage, I realize you've done everything for us already. If there was nothing else that happened, we could still be grateful and thankful for what you've done for us on the cross. That is definitely enough. It is finished. Your work is completed. Your work is finished. So we rejoice in that today. Lord, help us to count the blessings that you have given us instead of looking to others and playing the comparison game. Lord, I pray that we would rest in the beautiful things that you've given us. Rest in the salvation that's so powerful for us. Rest in our forgiveness and the grace you so freely bestowed upon us. Rest from our work and our labor, thinking that we somehow have to work hard to impress you. But just to rest in all of that and know that we are your beloved sons and daughters, that you have not only formed us in our mother's wombs, but you created us for yourself, and you've called us into your family. For that, we thank you, and we thank you for going to the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you, and you are valuable to me, and you are valuable to the one who died for you. Rest in that today.